When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Mind Aware, 485.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hi, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. We're doing a myth-busting series, and today is the third one. And I want to talk about feel the fear and do it anyway. Have you ever heard this one? No offense to anybody who uses this, by the way, but I'm going to tell you why it's so not train your brain is because think about it. When you feel bad, when you're feeling the fear, you're not using your best brain. You're constricting the creative pathways in your brain. You're not making good decisions. You're leaping without a net, and there is no way to land safely when you're in a negative emotional state. We had somebody on the Train Your Brain You call recently, and she is in a day job, and she's, you know, been working in a good day job that she actually quite likes, but she's building this side business in something that's really her true passion. And so she's been trying to decide when to leave and when's the right timing and how can she feel good about being at the business that she's going to leave someday and, you know, all of these different things. And we were talking about the fact that could she actually logically let herself know you're probably not going to work for that company forever. And everybody knows that. The company knows you're not going to be 95 and working for them. You're going to leave one day, right? You know you're going to leave one day and you're going to leave that business. And you're going to be able to do the other thing full time. So when we were talking about this, she was saying, oh my gosh, just thinking about that, having to rely on my income being my business full time, like it makes me nervous and it makes me panicky. I was letting her know, appreciate that you've got the income from the daytime job and use that as leverage in your good feelings for working this side business. And in talking about that, she started to go, oh my gosh, just the thought now of giving up that income is making me into a panic and leaving my secure position in my day job and working as an entrepreneur full time. And what I explained to her is that as long as you feel that fear and as long as you feel that panic, then don't leave the day job. The time to leave the day job is when it feels like Abraham Hicks says the next logical step. The time to leave the day job is when you just know, like you just know, okay, I've been building this for a while. I'm in a place where I know I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. It's the next thing on the agenda for me. It's the next thing in my life. I'm excited to go on this next adventure. I'm ready for this next adventure. All of those types of feelings and phrases. Don't leave when you feel the fear. Don't do anything when you feel the fear. What these people are doing with this feel the fear idea is there's really an element, I think, of shame in it. You know, there's this idea that you have to force yourself into new places. And if you don't, you're not measuring up. You have to take action when you're not ready, because action is what builds your business. But we know that's not true. We know that's not true. We know it's mindset that builds your business. So if you're feeling the fear about something, you've got a couple of choices. So the first choice is recognize that that's not the path for you. Just don't do it. There are a million ways to build a business. Like, really. That's why we're all so crazy confused, because we're being yelled at by everybody about all these different ways. There are a million ways to do it. So find a different way and just don't do that thing. If you want to do that thing and you want to do it now, one thing I can tell you about fear is that it shows up in an electromagnetic way in the body the same way that excitement does. So change the script that you're telling about that. If you're really insistent that you want to make that move, change the script and start talking about it in a different way. Instead of "I'm feeling afraid to do that," start saying "I'm getting excited. I'm starting to get so excited. I'm getting excited. I can start to feel the excitement. I can feel those little butterflies." And fear will turn into excitement just like that. And then the final thing that you can do to flip it, if you really, really want to do it, is start thinking about it in a positive way. Start thinking about it in a positive outcome. Start asking yourself things like, what would it be like if this was just wildly successful? Like, what if this was wildly successful, this thing I want to do that I'm afraid to do? Like, what if I just took all the parameters off and just did what I wanted to do? You remember that old question? What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail, right? Like, start to let yourself dream and dream big. Still don't take the action until you shift the feelings. But when you start thinking about possibilities, it starts becoming easier and easier to shift the feelings too. So feel the fear and do it anyway. Don't do that. It's guaranteed disaster, because you're not using your best brain. You're not using your best self. You're not going to get the results you want. But shift those emotions to excitement. Shift those emotions to possibilities. Shift those emotions to all the feel-good outcomes that could happen. And now you actually could get good results with that. Or find another way. Go do something else. Follow your joy. You know, if you start looking at the things that light up for you, you know if it feels good. You're getting that nudge because there's something down that path for you. So just follow your curiosity. Feel the curiosity and do it anyway. Feel the joy and do it anyway. Move forward in ways that feel good. Watch the signposts that light up. And the best way to tell is just start looking in hindsight. Take stock of the results you're getting and what emotional state you were in when you made those decisions, and you'll start seeing the correlation. Sometimes you're going to do something when you're not in the best emotional state. Hey, we all do it. Not a big deal. When you do, then you can look back and go, oh, now I understand. I was feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Okay? So let's make this fun. Let's make this fun. Let's have a good time with this. Let's find a way to do the feel-good path. Let's take those baby steps in the right direction, because we'll all get there in good time. You know, you're on the path and you're making steps. And just like that woman who may not leave her day job today or tomorrow, she knows she will. She will one day. And that's good. That's the dream. That's what she's following. It's her heart and her passion and her goal and her love for life. And so can you. And you can start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey, because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?